Exclusive at NigerCrowd.com.
What's good, y'all? This is J.I. and y'all watching On The Come Up on Hot New Hip Hop. Tune in. J.I. is a musician. I feel like J.I. is an artist who could pretty much step into any category of music, genre of music. I haven't done rock or like country yet, but at this point, I feel like I could really do anything because I've done so much different. Like, I've made so much like different varieties of music. I've done reggae, dancehall, reggae thong. So it's like I've done trap, I've done like R&B, I could do different shit. So I look at myself as a musician. To be honest, the dope thing about Brooklyn is like there's so many different areas. So when you tell somebody you're from Brooklyn, you could really be from anywhere. You could be from an area that has just straight Hasidic Jews. You could be from an area that's gentrified and they got a little bit of everything. Me, I'm from Crown Heights, Franklin Ave, Park Place to be specific, by the shuttle train. So, I mean, around the time I grew up in that neighborhood, and even still to this day, people were getting killed, but it's like, you know how they try to gentrify shit and they try to clean it up a little bit and throw the shit under the carpet. But, I mean, it was hectic, you feel me? Because growing up in general in New York, it's like, you got to know what you're doing. Like, everybody got some type of purpose, whether or not you selling drugs, you going to school, you playing sports, you got money. It's one of the, like, you gotta be doing something. No matter what age, I was young, I was selling books and CDs just to eat. Like, it got to the point where I was selling shit in my crib just so I could eat. Like, I always had that hustle mentality, you feel me? So, what I could say what it was like growing up for me in Brooklyn could be different for somebody else, and we lived down a block from each other just based off of the mindset and what you allowed yourself to do at a certain age, you feel me? But I was just always hustling. I had that hustle mentality. So to look at where I'm at now is pretty dope. To be honest, it's funny because I never had a job. Like, I had a conversation with my manager. Like, I was blessed to never have the opportunity to, like, work a job. So I had different hustles. It would be from that. We did some shit where we would get this paper. Like, we was on a basketball team. We wasn't on a basketball team, but we would do it. I ain't trying to air myself out. A bunch of niggas did it too. But we have a basketball permission slip. Like, yo, we went to the championships and we don't have enough money for uniforms or you feel me, like, equipment. So we'd be like, can y'all donate? Yo, my nigga, with that money, I split it with my guys and we eat because we was hungry. So we would do different things. It would be that. Like, there's other shit that people do, but it's like, I can't get really in depth with that. But, yo, everybody got their own hustle, you know, from whatever you do, just make money. Like, that's the graceful, that's the graceful thing about it. And it don't matter what age you are. Like, that's the thing about New York. I feel like the children mature quick as shit. I mean, I feel like the children are maturing quick in general in this generation. But in New York, it's like in a quick, aggressive way. It's a different way because it's like, I can't explain it. Like, the hustle was just different, you know? It's funny because, I mean, I was a big Mobb Deep fan. And it's crazy because my manager managed them. Like, he was running with them. He was running with, like, a lot of people that I grew up listening to. Like, Akon, I grew up listening to. He's not from Brooklyn, but I grew up listening to Akon. So just to see that my manager really managed all these legendary people was crazy. But Mobb Deep. And even not just Brooklyn, because it's funny, I wasn't really a huge Jay-Z fan growing up, believe it or not. Like, I never really understood it. Like, the wordplay, everything was too, like, complex for me until I really picked up the pen. And then I started making my own music, and I really learned to, like, appreciate his work and just the classic amount of body of works he put out. But it's Fabulous. I'm a big Fabulous fan. For Fabulous and Jadakiss, I'm fans of them because when they get on a track, it's like you expect them to say something, you feel me? Like, you know how you listen to an artist for a certain reason? Like, let's say you listen to Drake, so you expect to hear that bag talk, that damn, he in his bag, it's 3 a.m., I might just call this bitch, that type of talk. And then you got Jadakiss and Fabulous, they got the real bar for bar, just straight. Come on, why are you calling me? Oh, I apologize. They got the straight bar for bar rap, so it's like, it's really official. But I grew up just listening to New York artists. I'm a big, big Pun fan. I was a big Nas fan. I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. I'm a big Dipset fan. So it's like, I'm just a fan of New York music in general. 50 Cent, G-Unit, everything. Like, I can't explain. I had a big craving for New York music. You feel me? I could get in depth with the female artists too, Foxy, Eve. Like, there's mad at them. Like, I love New York hip hop, you know? It would probably have to be because one of the first hip hop albums I remember personally purchasing would have to be Big Pun's album, Capital Punishment. I believe that was the name, Capital Punishment. And then I had bought, I'm not sure if it was the LP Mathers by Eminem or if it was, which album was it? It was actually one of his recent albums that had dropped that year. This was back like in 2012. I forgot the name of that project. And then I had bought Good Kid, Mad City with Kendrick Lamar. When I first started writing, I just felt like it was mandatory to dig back into the roots. You know, like if you pick up a basketball, you got to learn about Kareem. You got to learn about Bill Russell. You got to learn about Will Chamberlain. You got to learn about all these players that came before LeBron and Kobe and MJ. You got to learn about it. It's only right. So I had to learn about, you feel me, all these artists that came out before, like the artists we listen to now. I had to learn about the LL Cool J's, the Rakims, all these artists that contributed to the roots of hip hop. You understand me? All these artists that kind of changed lanes and opened up the doors for other artists like myself. So I felt like it was mandatory to dig deep into the roots and really know what I was getting myself into. So that's where the Capital Punishment album came from. That's where me listening to Tupac every day came from, you know? So it's like, I just felt like it was always mandatory to dig back in the roots. It's a whole formula to it. And I was iffy about the whole TikTok thing until I saw everybody and their fucking mother blowing up off of it and they getting huge and shit. And, you know, like, that's the thing. Like, majority of my music, like, it didn't blow up off of TikTok. The only record I could really say that's really blowing up right now and going crazy is Blame On Me and Hood Scars. Blame On Me is going ridiculous. It did double. Like, it hit 17 or 15 million. I want to, maybe 18 million in a year. It took a total year. So in that total year, it made a year, I want to say either August that just passed or July that just passed, this July. So from this July up until fucking November, we went from 19 to 30 million already. This shit is at 30 million just off of TikTok. So it's probably going to hit 40 or 50 M's by next. It's just crazy thinking about it because, yo, TikTok really is responsible for a lot of people's careers. And then it's TikTok is really important. There's a whole fucking formula. And if you like know how to utilize it and just work with it and maneuver with it, you're going to be good. Like that ass, you're going to be good. So that's my main thing, like getting on that TikTok lane and putting my pride aside and doing challenges, doing trends, and then creating my own trends too, just so it could benefit my music. But the Blame On Me shit, that was organic. Like, that's just people filling the record. They feel like, yo, this kid talked his talk. I relate to this record, and now everybody's going crazy on TikTok. It's dope. It's dope to see shit like that. I saw what it was doing, like, back maybe 2 years ago, before 6ix9ine snitched. He would run with it. And then you would have like other artists running with it, like, nah, I'm the king. So to me, like, somebody just standing back and watching, it just, to me, it looked like a bunch of, like, and I know it was fun, it's a fun sport. Like, I don't know if they took this shit serious, but if to me, it looked like they didn't take it serious, and they was just chatting. But fast forward a year later, you have Pop, and then you have all these other artists that claim to be the king of New York. It feels like the throne is constantly being swapped between people, different people sit on the throne. It's not like a consistent person on the throne, you feel me? That's why when it comes to like the whole king shit, I don't care. Like, if you listen to my new project, you're gonna hear, like, I say certain things about it. I said something about it on this remix I did, but I view myself like a god, you feel me? I don't view myself like a king. I view myself highly. I feel like the Prince of New York. That kind of limited myself from being who I truly am. That's why I want to drop it. That whole royalty thing is dope. Like, I'm not going to bash niggas for doing it. If you view yourself highly, you should. But I don't care for that. Yeah, for sure, in the future, definitely. Because if my future is as bright as I think it will be, I'll definitely have collabs with them. But who knows? One day, if fuck it. We're gonna see. Let's see where this goes. Need me just to see how and it's crazy because yo, this has only been a year. Like it's literally only been a year. And so much has happened. Like my name has grown. I've grown as an individual. So, and it feels longer than a year with everything I've been doing because I've just been working and working and working. So the time definitely caught up to me. But Nimi definitely changed my life and opened a door for me for a lot of different things. But with records like Hood Scars, that solidified my name and me as an artist because it showed like this kid can make music. Like it's not, he's not a one-hit wonder. To people, they think I am because you see Need Me got almost 100 million. But then you look at records like Blame On Me, a year later at 30 million, gonna go to... So it's like I got a bunch of big records. I feel like that was the main thing, just showing people I'm an artist. I don't just make one record and that's it. I make records, you understand me? Like, I mean, I'm obsessed with this shit. Like, music is... I don't know how these other rap niggas view music. I don't know if they have fun with it, but this isn't... I'm having fun, but this is my wife. Like, besides my real wife, this is my wife. Like, the... Is I can't explain it. I'm obsessed with music. Like it doesn't. As you know how Kobe is. You know how you hear those weird stories about Kobe. He be in a gym, the lights be off, and he just be shooting free throws. Same shit with MJ. You hear those myths and stories. Same thing with me. Like bro, when I tell you, like I'm obsessed with music. I'm obsessed with it. So, just if I plan on getting to where I want to be. Couple years from now, you could look back on this interview and be like, yo, this nigga, like, I remember having this conversation with him and just to see where he at now, like, it was crazy. Like, that's why I feel like certain people come and go, but the people that really have that, like, that work ethic and that drive, they stay forever, you feel me? Their work stays forever because we're not permanent, but you know what I mean? Like, I definitely take this serious. That J.R. talking his shit, man, y'all don't hear a lot. Like, what I want y'all... I want y'all to be surprised and I want y'all to be like, okay, like I hear growth. After you hear this project, go back to the last project, volume 2. Go back to volume 1. Listen to those classic records. Those are classic records to me, just for my career. So far, those are classic records because those records changed my life. Like, go back to the first tape. Before you listen to the third tape, if you gotta listen to the first one and the second one, do that. And then put on the third one and you're gonna hear growth. Like, okay, this kid's growing. Like, from the melodies, from the lyrics, the punchlines, the way the beats come in. Like, I tried to really show a lot of just growth and a lot of elements of surprise on this tape. So I'm excited. You feel me? I'm very excited. Yeah, that's the first single of the project. I like that record a lot. It got like a commercial vibe to it. It kind of gives you a glimpse of that little HLK feel. Like, it definitely does. I hear it. That's why I wanted to release it first. But now the record's going crazy. And I feel like this tape is dope because each record is different, like, in its own way. I don't feel like maybe I don't think we have records that sound like each other. Like, you can't say, I don't think so. That's why I tried to, like, separate the records because I was sitting on a whole bunch of concepts. Like, I had this other record that I was fiending to throw on a tape, but it sounded a little bit like Letter to You, and at the same time I wouldn't have been mad at it because it would have had like its own sound. But I'm saving that for the deluxe. Like, I'm sitting on mad shit, so like I was trying to just be very specific with what I included on this project and what I excluded from the project, you know. Well, when I give them an album, I haven't even dropped the album yet, you feel me? Now they would have every fucking right to be mad if I'm giving them albums and the albums got like 7 records on them. These are EPs, you know. I'm just building up my name and I hope they're patient because, like I said, I don't think I'm giving whack ass records. I ain't giving out. I ain't dropping. Every time I drop, I drop. Like, and when I drop, I drop. Like, it's not like, damn, this nigga's falling off. If they feel like I'm falling off, oh shit, I apologize. Listen to somebody else. But y'all gonna hear this new tape and be like, oh shit. But when it's time to drop the album, I'm gonna become an album artist. I feel like right now I'm just trying to build my name up more. I got a platinum. I'm platinum without an album. Not too many people can say that. Like, we did that shit just off the strength of the streets. Like, we're doing a lot without an album. So I'm really happy where I'm at. You feel me? If I gotta wait a little bit more, I'm gonna wait. But I think after this project is album mode from here. No more projects. I might come with that. I might do the deluxe, then the album. But I'm going to see. I might just go straight to album mode from here. I just wanted to step it up and do something different. I felt like the record, Excuse My Pain, is like a gangster type of record. Like, I'm an evil, I deserve to die in pain. Like, I'm saying very, like, harsh things that not just anybody says, you feel me? So I feel like this record speaks for, like, a specific audience of people who know what pain is. Please excuse me for my pain. Like, that's exactly what the name of the record is. So I'm excited because this is like, it brings out like an act inside of J.I. Like, you fuck with the video, you like it from what you saw. I think the fans gonna fuck with it crazy. Like, I'm excited. More tours, please. I definitely touring, more music, bigger name, and just a happier energy. I want to be happier. Like, that's the main focus, being happy. You could be the biggest artist in the world and be unhappy as fuck. So making sure I'm happy within myself and my soul, making sure my energy is right, that's really what I want. And then just more success, you know, more fans, more people that relate to J.I., a bigger number of people that relate to J.I. That's all it is. I gotta work hard. That's it. Definitely working hard too. 2021, the work ethic gonna be different.
Exclusive at NigerCrowd.com.